Right now, we know that the theme for this week for Radiothon has been choose your own adventure. But when it comes to adventure, there's lots of different ones you can take. A love, sex, dating, relationships. But just like you wouldn't head off on a travel adventure without the right kind of supplies. If you've got some sexual adventures on the cards, it's important to make sure you're properly prepared and with the right information, knowledge and protection. And here to talk to us today about making these adventures safe and fun is Lisa Bastian. Lisa is the manager for the Department of Health, Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus. Welcome to Fitter Happier. Lisa.
Thanks. Hi, thanks for having me today.
And so why, we know why it's important to take care of our health, but why should we be taking care of our sexual health as well?
Because sexually transmitted infections are on the rise in Western Australia and Perth, particularly in young people aged 16 to 29 years of age. They're probably the most sexually active age group and the most vulnerable of being exposed to infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Okay, so is chlamydia and gonorrhea the viruses that are up on the rise?
Definitely. They're both bacteria. They're not viruses. So chlamydia has been on the rise for about the last 10 years and in the last 12 months there were about 11,300 notifications, chlamydia notifications to the Department of Health. Up to March of this year, and then in that preceding 12 months, and about half of those notifications were in the 20 to 29 year age group. So it's quite a lot of infections. So that's been ticking over for a while, but more concerningly, there's been a real increase in gonorrhea, and gonorrhea has been stable for quite a long time, and then in recent years it's really escalated, and there was about over 3,000 notifications in Perth, as Perth WA, in the last 12 months or so. So gonorrhea is re-emerging as a problem and a more common sexually transmitted infection, and it's also the similar pattern is happening in other states and territories in Australia.
So talk us through some of the symptoms of gonorrhea in case...
Okay. Well, for a woman, you're unlikely to experience gonorrhea. And just from the outset, you know, gonorrhea can be... You can have a throat infection, a vaginal infection or an anal infection. Same with chlamydia. So in the throat and the rectum or anus, you're not going to have any symptoms at all. And for women... highly unlikely to have symptoms. If you do have symptoms, you might have a little bit of discharge, or you might have a bit of pain when you're weeing. For men, they're likely to have, if they do have symptoms and they're more likely to have symptoms, they might notice a little bit of discharge from their penis, or a bit of pain when they're passing urine. So that will probably trigger men more to be worried about having an STI like gonorrhea. And for chlamydia, again, women largely don't experience symptoms, so about 80% of women won't experience symptoms, and men, about 50% will experience symptoms, and it's very similar. Pain on passing urine, a little bit of discharge from the end of the penis.
So why is it so important though, obviously apart from what you can see and whatnot, why is it so important that we get tested for STIs?
Sure, it's important because if left untreated, both infections are what we call ascending infections. So they can move up your reproductive tract, and by that I mean for a woman, they can move up into your fallopian tubes, cause inflammation and scarring in the tubes, which can cause problems with fertility down the track. So it basically, so if obviously, you know, if you can know a little bit about your insides, so an egg is released from an ovary, and if there's all of these scars and blockages, the egg simply cannot travel down the fallopian tube into the uterus, and you know, you can't, and that's where conception happens, and obviously, you know, the baby is developed. Similarly for men, it's exactly the same. So the infection travels probably from the tip of the penis up the penis into testicles, and a similar process, and these tiny fine tubules inside of the testicles, there can be inflammation and then scarring, and that will stop sperm travelling down the penis.
But, like, let's talk about getting tested for it. It's not scary, and it's not something people should be ashamed of to go get tested or anything like that either.
Absolutely not. It's really, really easy. I think being tested for STIs has never been easier, and being treated, honestly, has never been easier. So for chlamydia and gonorrhea, you get them tested at the same time. And if you see a doctor, they'll ask you to do a wee test. So it's just, you know, and I'm sure everybody's done one of those before. You just pee in a jar, and so that's for chlamydia and gonorrhea. And women will be also asked to do a lower self-obtained lower vaginal swab. So you just go to the toilet, you take your own swab, you bring it back to the doctor. So it's really, really easy, and it's not embarrassing.
And there's even the Could I Have It website as well.
Yeah, definitely. So the department has a website called Could I Have It. And that will give you lots of information about chlamydia and gonorrhea. It'll give you information on where you can find testing. Any GP will offer this sort of testing that's available. You know, just go in and ask for the test. But there's also other in Perth sites that you can go for cheap or free testing. So if you go to the Could I Have It, you can do a risk assessment, a self-risk assessment on, you know, what type of sex you've been having or your likely risk. You can also put in your personal details, and that you can download a pathology form and take it to a PathWest laboratory, and you can do all of your samples there. And if you have a positive result, a nurse from Fremantle Hospital South Terrace Clinic will give you a call and let you know the results and let you know how to get treatment. Alternatively, there are a couple of really great services in Perth. So South Terrace Clinic at Fremantle Hospital, which I've just mentioned, Royal Perth Hospital also has a sexual health clinic, and Sexual Health Quarters in Northbridge has it. And all of them have very cheap or free services and drop-in clinics.
That is like, it's so cool to know that, you know, if someone is a little bit scared, it's not something you need to be scared about anymore. And it's nice that it's been made so accessible for everyone. I think that's really cool. So what do we do? Like, how easy is it to treat as well? You said it's the easiest it has been for a while to treat an STI. What does it involve?
It involves it's a once-off treatment, so it's some oral antibiotics. And because we're concerned about gonorrhea right now, that also involves an injection, but it's a simple injection as well. So, you know, it's a small injection that kind of goes into your bum, so you don't even have to look at it. So it's really, really easy. And it's, you know, very few people would have any problems with taking the tablets or having the injection. The other thing people need to be aware of is talking to your sexual partners, because often, and there's published research more so around chlamydia than gonorrhea, that there's probably about one in five people will be reinfected with chlamydia. And that's because they go back into the same sexual networks and they get reinfected. So that's a bit of a problem, and that also, you know, it heightens the risk of, you know, the infection tracking up your, you know, kind of going up into your fallopian tubes or into your testicles, and for women, you know, an increased likelihood of pelvic inflammatory disease. So talking to your sexual partners about a positive test is really important, and sometimes that's a little bit intimidating because, you know, people feel embarrassed. They might be thinking that there's going to be blame. But it's a common infection, and the more we talk about it, the better. If you don't feel like talking to your partners about it, you can talk to your GP about how to do that. There's also a website called Let Them Know, and you can and a text will go out to that person and say, and it's anonymous, it's, you know, hey, somebody you know has been tested for chlamydia and they've suggested that you go get a test too, and it's pretty, you know, a gentle way of being able to tell one of your sexual partners that they might be at risk of an STI.
We're on Fitter Happier right now, talking to Lisa, the manager of the Department of Health Sexual Health and Bloodborne Virus Program, and we were talking about sexual adventures.